you're going to become Attorney General of a state like Illinois in conjunction with whoever is the sitting governor and your legislators, what could you do? What tools would be in the box to prevent school shootings? We'll get to that with Representative Scott Drury of Highwood, Democrat who has now declared that he would like to be the next Attorney General as Lisa Madigan is stepping aside. We welcome back to WDLS Scott Drury for a brief conversation. He is the only Democrat that I know of that has been very forceful in calls for Speaker Madigan to resign in regards to sexual misconduct in his office. To be clear, not the speaker himself, but one of his aide-de-camps, who just happens to be the brother of a powerful alderman. Scott Drury, welcome back to WDLS. Would you elaborate on why you think it's time for the speaker to go?
And good morning. Thanks for having me back on the show, John. When you look at what's going on right now with the sexual harassment, there's been this whole movement since, you know, last fall about what needs to happen with respect to people taking these allegations seriously. And at the same time that was going on and the House of Representatives was actually nominally taking actions to deal with this, you find out that he had his own scandal going on in his political office. And frankly, I think he's just lost the trust of the people of the state of Illinois, and we need to send a message that we take these issues seriously, and it's time for him to move on.
But what about his attorney, who I saw during that news conference day before yesterday, said, look, the man that was accused, Mr. Quinn, certainly should be accorded due process.
He absolutely should be accorded due process, but due process doesn't mean hiring your own attorney to do an investigation that took, I mean, they say that the speaker first was notified this in November. I find it very difficult to believe that somebody as powerful as he is and somebody who likes to run a very tight ship has no idea what goes on that ship. And so, you know, if he's going to, you know, have the reputation that he has of nothing happens without his permission, then we have to assume that he is aware and tolerates this culture, both in the Capitol and now it seems in his campaign office, of sexual harassment and abuse, and is only not fine with it when he gets caught. And that is not the message we want to send to the public.
Representative Scott Drury, Democrat of Highwood here, running for Attorney General, joining us on WDLS. So you're one of the few Democrats that, and you've done this previously, that you're kind of a thorn in the side of the speaker. Have you found some of the comments regarding the sexual misconduct, alleged sexual misconduct in his office, some of the comments by the gubernatorial candidates to be quite weak?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know why people are trying to protect him. Look, it happened when it's not the Speaker of the House, when it was a state senator, when it was general allegations of harassment in the Capitol, people came out with these really strong statements that these people have to go, get them out. We can't tolerate this. And then all of a sudden, when it becomes Mike Madigan, everybody forgets how to talk. And that, what does that tell a woman in Illinois, in the Capitol, in his campaign office, who's dealing with these allegations? That people are more scared of him and want to protect him than they are of protecting women. And that's just wrong. So, you know, it's embarrassing to me that my colleagues on the Democratic side of the House have not, you know, jumped to action, whether supporting what I'm saying or doing it on their own. But it's hypocritical.
Well, they want to receive the desk clock. You were famously the only Democrat not to receive a desk clock from the speaker. Representative Scott Drury is here. He's running for Attorney General.
Hey, Scott Drury, right about now, about this time of day, I have a text message from a 14-year-old little girl, my daughter, that gets on a school bus every day. That text message says, love you, Dad. Have a good day. Today, we've got kids that are getting on school buses right now. I just want to know, from your perspective, how do you make children in this state feel safe against school shootings in this country? What is your plan? What is your idea on how we can stop it?
Well, you know, I was the first member of the General Assembly right after the Las Vegas massacre that introduced legislation that at one point the NRA said they would support, which was to ban bump stocks. We couldn't get that passed in the Democratic General Assembly. I've been on the front lines of banning assault weapons. I got assault weapons banned all over the community I represent. And again, it's the double talk that we hear from legislators across the country. You know, I'm sure we'll be hearing calls for the next week or so. We have to do something. We have to do something. And then Congress and states across the country will do absolutely nothing and wait for the next massacre. You know, and so I used to say, I don't know what it's going to take. Maybe it would take the shooting of children, but we saw that in Newtown, we saw it yesterday, and it doesn't seem to be enough. We just need to elect people who are committed to keeping our kids safe, and apparently we haven't been able to do that yet.
You know, I'd have to wonder, I know that there's going to be a lot of pushback on the NRA today, but I have to imagine this kid wasn't a member of the NRA. I know the NRA puts a lot of money into, people that are running for office's pocket, but how do you keep illegal guns that are being sold on the black market from being the problem? Because a lot of these guys aren't buying their guns down at the local Gander Mountain.
Right, no, that's absolutely right. But you need, in Illinois, we have a bill out there now. It's the gun dealer licensing bill, which makes it more difficult for people just to sell guns to straw purchasers. Those are the people who buy guns and then sell them and then transfer them illegally. You need national laws. Illinois could have the toughest laws in the world about guns, but they still are going to come into our state, into the city of Chicago, from Indiana, from Tennessee, from Mississippi. So it takes a concerted effort to deal with this issue. And certainly the NRA is not helpful in that, because no matter what we try to pass, they fight it. Even issues that the public overwhelmingly supports, like background checks.
Representative Drewer, I have to leave it there for this morning. Thanks again for your time, and we'll talk to you in the future, I'm sure.
Great, thanks for having me.
Take care.
For more Big John and Ramblin' Ray, tune in to them live weekday morning 6 till 9 a.m. on WLS AM 890. And you can stream them at WLSAM.com.